Welcome to A.T. Stewart and Sons Ministries. I'm your host, A.T. Stewart. I'm glad you've chosen to join us today as we look into the Word of God. So take your Bibles and let's hang out in God's Word for a few moments and see what God would say to us today.
Let me share with you a verse in Amos that you may not be aware of. If a calamity occurs in a city, has not the Lord done it? Why did this devastation come to New Orleans and the Gulf states of coastal regions of Mississippi and Alabama? Was it because of the many casinos that are off those coasts? Was it because of the rampant sin that New Orleans is known for? Was it because 2 days before Katrina came, the Southern Decadents, a homosexual group, were planning a week-long celebration in New Orleans? Last year they claimed 120,000 people came to it. They parade in the streets, doing all sorts of indecent acts. Was that the reason? Was it because New Orleans is known for its involvement in occultism and voodooism and witchcraft? When I was in college in Mississippi, Jackson, we went down to New Orleans a couple of times, and I remember going into this shop, which was a witch shop. And it's where they had books where you could buy and cast spells on people, black magic. And just, I didn't know what it was when I went in, but I immediately sensed the evilness of the place and then discovered what it was and got out. Is it because of that? God is slow to anger, but His anger has a limit. But God's slowness to anger is His call on people to repent. What does He tell us over in Romans? Chapter 2, but do you suppose this, O man, when you pass judgment on those who practice such things and do the same yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you think lightly of the riches of His kindness and tolerance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance? But because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart, you're storing up wrath for yourself in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each man according to his deeds. As wicked as New Orleans is, I don't think it's any more wicked than Atlanta or New York or San Francisco. But what I do believe is that this destruction is God's call upon this nation to repent. I think it's a call, a wake-up call, when the greatest natural disaster that this nation has ever experienced takes place, we need to take notice. We know that no destruction hits a city that God has not sent it. I don't understand all the reasons behind it. I know God's compassionate and He has a tender love for those people. I know that God is gracious and He wants to meet their needs, and He'll meet them spiritually if they're turned to Him. He'll save them if they're turned to Him in faith. I know there are Christians that are caught up in this, but that's always the case. Christians have always been caught up in the judgment of God on the unbelievers and heathens. I know God's slow to anger. And I know He would have been just to have destroyed the whole nation. Nobody can say God was unjust in this destruction. Everybody deserves worse. If you want to talk about justice. But I know God's patience, His kindness is a call to repent. He's calling on you and I to repent. He's calling on this nation to repent. Do we think we can continue to flaunt our sins before God and murder over 1 million unborn children every year and flaunt immorality and sinfulness and pornography all over the internet? Can we think we can continue to do this and God's just going to wink and look the other way? He's calling us to repent. And God says, it's the church folks. It's you and I. We're the reason. We're the problem. He says, if My people who are called by My name will humble themselves and pray and seek My face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear their prayers from heaven. I will forgive their sins and heal their land. And we can look at the dopers and the prostitutes all we want and blame them, but God says it's at our doorstep. When the people of God get right, then the nation will get right. We're the light. They're darkness. They're just acting like what they are. Are you living in obedience to God? Is your life a life of righteousness? Are you showing the light at school, at work, wherever you are? Are you showing the righteousness of God, the love of God, His compassion, His grace? We need to wake up. Or worse is going to come. Let's pray.